This week on Call.
What's the difference between prayer and manifestation?
Personally, when I think of manifesting, like I'm manifesting this, I'm manifesting that.
Yeah.
It's not going to manifest if you don't put in the work.
It's quite similar. Maybe it has different names, but the objective is the same.
The goal.
You're wrong.
Screw you, God. I'm going to be so rich.
I believe there are 12 laws of
attraction.
Law of attraction. Mm-hmm. So
just remember that, I don't know what else to say.
Hey everybody, welcome to On Call with Justin,
Danny,
Inka,
and Patsy!
Patsy!
On Call.
With Justin, Jacko, Danny, and Inka.
Hey Patsy!
Hey,
hello!
What is up?
Welcome to the show, Podmother Patsy!
Our producer!
Thank you for having me!
Hello, Patsy! Yay.
Thank you for having me!
Goodbye from the show, Jacko. Goodbye to the show. Goodbye
from the show.
Goodbye from the show.
Yeah, goodbye from the show.
We've recently had restaffing.
Jacko. No?
Yes. Yeah. You will have to change the email now again.
We had our monthly check-in, being like, guys, what's working in the show?
What's not working?
Yeah. So our new email is going to be Jadip.
Jadip.
Email us at on-call, Jadip.
Yeah.
Palala ng palala.
Jadip at.
Yes. Yeah. Ruffles, please sponsor us. Jadip. I want a Jadip.
I want some
of that.
Sounds
jadip.
Good.
It sounds very lovely.
Festive.
It sounds like a great manifestation to have.
Oh man. There's that word.
I love Justin's reaction. This is going to be a very meaty discussion.
There's that word.
I think I know why Justin doesn't like that word.
Tell me, Inka, why doesn't Justin like this word?
Because you believe more in prayer.
What's the difference between prayer and manifestation?
There's no difference.
Yeah.
To you.
Because it's very personal.
But you're wrong.
Because the vow of faith is a very personal relationship with the divine.
Damn, can I just say?
Yeah.
We really go straight into it.
We do. Ay, kamusta na tayo?
Bam! In your face.
I'm just asking, what do we, you know, why are we talking about
your challenge?
Everybody went quiet.
Can we
like...
just massage it a little bit?
I'm just go on record and say this. Okay, recently, Joe Coy was in the Philippines. You all know Joe Coy, famous Filipino comedian, no?
Yeah.
And then he was in an event promoting Easter Sunday.
Yeah.
And then the host asked him, he was like, wow, galing, no? Parang you manifested. Parang you manifested this years ago. And so this was kind of a headline that Joe Coy does not like to use this word. Is manifestation.
Why is that?
Yeah. He was like, you know, no offense to you, host, but you know what? I really don't like that word, according to Joe Coy. He's like, because I didn't manifest this. I worked my ass off for this.
And that's what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not saying that that's exactly what I'm saying about manifestation.
No, good. I like that you said that because I have just now formed an opinion about that, and which we'll get to.
Mm. Yeah. Me and Danny are like, mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
Do you want to go into the 12 laws of Anna? Because one of those laws is... never mind.
Okay. But first of all, we just want to say hello. Thank you for joining us today.
Hi, everyone.
Welcome.
Andyan pala kayo, guys.
No, but we should be releasing this sometime around mid-December.
So
right?
It should be kind of cold. Some cuddle weather.
May mga puto bong bong.
That's why we're all hugging something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You see?
Yeah. But if you don't see, you know why? Because you're not in the group.
So join our private group on Facebook, On Call, Justin, Jacko, Danny, and Inka.
And Patsy for today.
It will be Patsy soon. But when we were talking about this, the reason why, correct me if I'm wrong, we're talking about manifestation today is because at this point, maybe like 2 weeks from now, it's going to be a new year.
At 2023.
At this juncture in time.
Wow.
So like, if it's not manifesting, okay, for example, for me, it's just, let's just say goal setting, you know?
Correct.
It's goal setting or vision setting.
That's what I said to Pat also.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So that has a lot of importance right now.
In this season.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm.
Once you're done with the whole Christmas rush mindset, no?
Mm-hmm.
Which
I'm definitely in.
Yeah.
I have like 30 different, you know, Christmas cards to write or something like that.
Oh my gosh.
And like all the Christmas parties. Whether virtual or in person. And all of these things, right? So once you have energy left to think about, oh, sige na nga, what am I gonna do kaya with my 2023, right? So maybe that's what this episode is about, right? Is how do we envision a more purposeful 2023?
Yeah, because this is something that we do yearly.
Yeah,
diba? That's matagal na yung ano eh, New Year's resolutions. Technically, that is a manifestation.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Or goal setting for other people. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah. Because personally, like I said, manifestation for me is just like another word for goal setting, for prayer, for you know, planning.
Yeah.
Diba?
Yeah.
Like, well, like for me, meditation is the same as prayer.
It is also, yeah.
And look, guys, it's not different from companies that are doing planning. They have a business review. They plan ahead of time for the coming next, for the year to come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's quite similar. Maybe it has different names, but the objective is the same.
The goal
is the same.
Because, okay, like going back to what Jokoi said, right? He doesn't like the word manifesting because he worked hard for it.
Yeah.
I mean, like that's technically what the meaning of the word manifest is, right? Mm-hmm. You bring it to life. You know what I mean?
Well, I think,
so for me, when I think of manifesting, like I'm manifesting this, I'm manifesting that.
Yeah.
It's not going to manifest if you don't put in the work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I agree. Correct.
Right?
I agree. Yeah.
I mean, so at all, I don't
quote
that
me. Is
dead.
Don't,
yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's it. So like for me, the different beliefs, same kind of message, right? Faith without works is dead. That's a biblical standpoint. But if you go into the manifestation standpoint, I'm not sure. Don't quote me on this because I'm not an expert in
law of attraction
or anything. But I believe there are 12 laws of
attraction.
Law of attraction. Mm-hmm. So are you familiar with that?
Yes. The secret.
The secret.
So people get
seduction pala.
Alas.
Patay. So people get stuck up on the most common of laws, which is law of attraction, right?
Yes.
That's the most widely known one, but if you really go into it and you study it, that's only one of the laws.
Yes.
And one of the other laws is law of action.
Yeah.
I like that.
And meron difference sa wishing and manifesting, I think people are thinking the wishing is same as manifesting. That's why they think that when you manifest something, it's like it's just gonna happen to you without hard work. Because it's different. You're just wishing. I wish I have, you know, a coffee right now. You're just wishing for it.
That's not where it ends.
Yes,
that's the first step.
Yep. Mm-mm. Yep.
What I always think of when I think of the word manifestation, what comes to mind is there's a story also from a biblical standpoint, which is if you pray and ask for something, God won't give it to you like this. He will give you the ingredients that you need to make it. And then, you know, he'll provide everything you need.
Yes.
Yeah.
Make it. You know, if you ask for a cake, God will give you like the flour, the bread, the egg, the baking, et cetera, and the materials. And then you have to put in the work to make it. That's what I think.
Yeah.
When I think of manifestation.
Mm-hmm. So I forget which host talked about this, if it was Oprah or Steve Harvey, I don't remember. But basically he goes like, you want a new car, but your old car is still in the garage.
Okay.
I like that.
That's a step of faith kind of thing. That a guy like sell the old car.
Because you're preparing. Diba? So,
you're making space.
I don't believe, personally, I don't believe in luck. There's no such thing as luck. It's being prepared to receive what it is you want.
Correct.
Right? Yeah. So there's no such thing as luck, only preparedness and opportunity. The opportunity is waiting, but it can't meet you. Why? Yeah. Because you're not prepared for it.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with that.
And you need to walk towards it. So you need to work hard towards that.
Yeah.
In short, you need to sell that car.
Yes.
You need to clean your garage.
And then work hard. When you see your empty garage, you're going to want to work hard to get that new one.
It's a step in the right direction. Yes. You need to get a license, Danny.
Yes.
Yeah. Inca also.
I'm curious about Justin,
have you talked about what manifestation is to you and what you would rather
I think that manifestation, let's say in a if you can call it a secular term, but let's just say a non-Christian sense. Okay,
mm-hmm. So that basically for the listeners, secular is non-Christian, basically.
Non-Christian, worldly. Yeah, non-Christian, non-religious.
That's what it means. Yes.
Yeah, secular is non-religious. Mm-hmm.
I thought it was kind of culty.
No.
Well, it's outside.
It's like a sect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
So besides, it's like anything outside the cult. No, joke.
Not secular. My words.
No, so for me, if you believe, let's say you believe in the law of attraction, right? Then you believe that the universe is kind of sentient, right? Mm-hmm. Yes, that there is perhaps an intelligent mind behind everything, right? Mm-hmm. And that there are laws that are set in place, and that if I mm-hmm. follow these laws, then it's technically the universe that provided it for me, right? Like, sure, there was hard work in it as well, right? But I think that but if you're talking about manifestation and let's say, I don't know, faith or claiming something, let's make those parallels now, okay? Yeah. Manifesting something and claiming something in faith, okay?
Okay.
So with both of those things, I believe that there's still the presence of a deity.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
To provide this thing for you. Mm-hmm. Or to at least give you,
a higher power kind of thing.
Yes,
yeah.
A higher power to give you strength, a higher power to give you opportunities, higher power to give you favor, etc., right?
Yeah.
So I think the difference lies in which higher power do you look at to provide this thing for you?
But again, it's a line because both of you believe in a higher power. So it's just the terminology versus do I call it a god or do I call it energy? Or
Because for me also, so many people have, for example, trauma from church, diba?
Yeah, sure.
Because it's something that they had like a traumatic experience with growing up. Yeah. So I understand the reasoning behind why a lot of people refuse to use that word. It's probably very triggering for them.
Which word, sorry?
Any faithful type of word. Any
to acknowledge the higher being.
Yeah, or like to put a name to it, a specific name. Mm-hmm. Like God or Jesus or faith or the Holy Spirit or anything of the sort.
But that doesn't make them anti-Christ or agnostic. Yeah. Yes, it's more of they're still in the very core atheist.
Yeah. Because for me, I feel like when people do that, when the universe provides and all these things, I also don't see why it isn't like a step closer to believing. So for me, when I hear people do that, parang my instinct is to not alienate them or anything. Mm. It's like to respect their parang, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Like to even encourage it. Yeah. You know,
I had a very lengthy discussion with Danny earlier before this recording. You talk to Danny and you dare to challenge him, you will have a lengthy conversation.
Yeah,
and
I'm surprised.
Say my point.
I'm surprised you're a Capricorn. You're very stubborn like a Taurus.
That is guaranteed.
Capricorns are stubborn.
Also, yeah, we are.
So I think that it's always a contextual thing. Because like what I was telling Danny kanina, you don't take every fight in every place.
Don't take every fight, every battle
in every place. Yeah. Diba? Sino ka Rambo just destroying the world with all of my arguments? No, because it's a contextual thing. You have to ask yourself, is this the right place to even have this conversation?
Correct. Diba? Correct.
So if you want to talk about your beliefs and all these things, you have to ask yourself, number one, is the person I'm talking to even willing to listen? Or are we in a Christmas party where we're supposed to have fun? And then here we are debating. Or is it let's say a funeral? And then you say, you know what? Actually, this guy.
Where do you think he's going?
You have to know. You have to know your place.
Yeah.
Know your audience, right?
Yeah.
And the thing is, and I think that is the biggest turnoff to people about Christians. Like, I think it was Mahatma Gandhi who said, you know what? I love your Jesus, but I don't love your Christians.
Yeah.
Right? And
wait, paano tayo napunta dito? Wait, paano tayo napunta
dito? But really quick, like, just to wrap it up, no? It's that, because Inka was talking about, you know, like the trauma with people, the church, and things like that. And I think that is the biggest source of people's trauma.
Oh.
Is let's say Christians or whatever faith, whatever sect, just gunning it, regardless of the context, just gunning it.
With, like,
in every conversation, they would like slide it in.
Yeah.
I think also because
like, I understand also the enthusiasm.
For sure.
But you're right. Like, there needs to be also like
a time and place.
And beside enthusiasm, there needs to be understanding, right? And space for people. So that's what I think. I say when people say manifest, like for them, it's the most comfortable way for them to believe in a higher power, I think.
Yeah. And it's still a step, for me at least, in the right direction.
Mm, yeah.
Diba?
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
That step.
And maybe you know, sometimes, like, really, it's just the meaning of it. Mm. Like, it's different for everyone. Like, let's say, again, like, goal setting and manifesting could be, again, two different things also.
Mm. Yeah.
So
yes, I think so.
The meaning itself is different for different people, maybe because they have a different agenda about it. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to say it. Mm. You know, like I'm manifesting to be rich, but you're just sitting around.
But you're really wishing.
Right.
You're not manifesting.
You're wishing.
You know what I've discovered, right? Yeah. So I've kind of been the kind of person that I have something in mind and I'm able to actually bring it to reality.
Mm-hmm.
So what I've realized, and this is why you need to really go into it deeper. It's not it's not the end. I'm able to make my ideas a reality. For me, that's easy na.
Mm. Yeah.
Same, me and Pats all the time.
But keeping it. Like, what I've realized is you can create stuff, make it a reality, but if you're not, to use the term in a manifestation language, vibrating at that frequency.
That's the language of the law of attraction.
Yeah. So if you're not vibrating at the same frequency, then you will not be able to retain what it is you.
True. Got. You can get a taste of it and stuff
we,
like that.
We always manifest.
Easy come, easy go. Mm.
We always manifest work.
Yeah.
But we work, so we get work.
Correct. Yes, like,
keep that work.
So it's a you have to do everything.
Everything.
Yeah. It doesn't stop
entire,
there.
Yeah. Like when you say vibrate on that same frequency, it's technically like
aligning
dressing
yourself.
Like dressing for the job that you want,
exactly.
Not the job you have.
For me, it became very personal because
the way of manifestation.
Like it became personal during the pandemic. And I guess if there's anything I want to share in this episode, my biggest realization was if you want something, don't wait to get it.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Don't wait. The thing is you always usual mindset is I will be. That's usually the framework.
That's it.
Dapat I am and therefore I will.
Wait, I have a story. Can I just say?
I was also gonna share something.
Can I make cuento? Diba?
No.
So okay. So what were
you? Cause if you say you are that thing and you truly believe you are, even if you look in the mirror and you're not, like I was really, really big, right? But I was telling myself, no, you're fit. You're fit.
And yarn. I'm like,
and because I was like, you're fit. So I was like, okay, if I am fit, anong ginagawa ng fit na tao?
Yes.
I should
act accordingly.
Embody.
Because I really believe that this is what I am, regardless of what I see, I should act accordingly as if it's already me.
Exactly.
That rhymes, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Good. Yay! Sorry, Inka, what were you saying again earlier?
So my cuento is, I manifested, since we're using that word for today, I manifested going viral.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay. I did. So the cuento there is, I was fresh out of a breakup and the worst experience of my life.
Mm.
And I think I actually had a mental, like really legit mental, major mental breakdown that it triggered like my bipolar not to come out.
Mm.
And I think I was in, now that I look back on it, I think I was in like a mania.
Oh.
Because I was going around the house. Siyempre, kasi pandemic, diba? I was going around the house telling my mom, I'm gonna be famous.
Mm. Yeah.
And I was like this.
I'm Mom, a maniac.
And I was like, maniac. I was like, there's literally, Mom, think about this. Think about this. There is literally nothing physical standing in my way.
Let's go.
To get what I want. There is no door. I am not caged. There is nothing standing in my way. The only physical thing in my way is me.
You.
Yeah.
Yourself.
If I don't move to get there, I will not.
Yeah.
Correct.
There.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, I'm gonna get famous. Can you bleep this? I'm gonna get famous. I was like, I was telling Mom, I was like, I'm gonna get so famous.
I thought you'd ask your mommy if you can bleep this.
And then I told my friends.
Mm-hmm.
I told
you started declaring it.
I was declaring it to everyone. Because at that point I had nothing left in my life. No savings, no car, no house, nothing.
Nothing.
Mm. Lowest of low.
Lowest of low. As an empty shell. So the only thing left to do with an empty shell is to fill it, right? An empty cup. So I was saying, I'm gonna get famous. I'm gonna get viral. And I was telling people, if you think of a viral dancer, you can think of someone. Think of a viral chef, you can think of someone. A viral fitness person, you could think of someone, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Think of a viral voiceover here in the Philippines. Can you? And all of them. Wala.
Parang wala pa nun.
So I was like, that's me.
I'm gonna fill that void.
Yeah. I said, that's me. That's I'm going to be the first viral voiceover in the Philippines, and I'm going to put being a voiceover on the map.
Boom.
Boom. There you go.
That's resonating with me. Pero I'll share it.
Can I share something also with what you said about the goal setting? So when I started being a producer, I've always loved films. And when I was given the chance to produce a short film, I was thinking, you know what?
So good, by the way. Your films are...
Thank you very
much. I love them.
Thank you very much.
Fats produced too.
I produced a lot, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I've watched two of her Fats produced. Yeah, she's produced a lot. Sorry.
She's watched two that I watched.
When I was offered to make one, and before then, I've been trying to find something to produce. So I realized that and sometimes an opportunity won't come to you. You have to make your own opportunity.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
I agree.
If let's say I want to be a producer, I want to be an actress, I want to be this and that, and no one's coming to you and getting you for any projects, you're not doing anything. But create your own content or create your own film and then start
and
doing the
it.
Work and it will start to
snowball.
So it's exactly what I said.
Right?
You have to. It's not luck. It's being prepared.
And
the opportunity will come.
Empowering that is.
Mm.
You make your own dreams come true.
Yes.
Mm. You know what I mean? Like that was one of the most powerful things I said to myself when I was really down, and then things were happening, and I was like, oh my god, I make my dreams come true.
Mm.
How freaking cool is that?
Yeah. What can you say about that, Jess?
No.
That was said with like a, what can you say about that, Jess?
I'm sorry, this whole time, did you think I was against everything you were saying?
No, with that particular statement.
Huh?
With that particular statement.
Yeah.
Nah, you make your dreams come true.
I believe it.
Okay.
I believe you can, for sure. I believe you can. I know, what, are we gonna go deep here now? I believe that everything in life has a sacrifice.
Mm.
Yeah. I believe that everything in life
Sample.
Has a sacrifice.
Example.
Well, she made her dreams come true, but at the same time, she also didn't, you know, she didn't sleep much, right? It was like a grind that I got.
It was a choice.
Yeah.
I don't get the chance to talk to my friends so often.
Yeah.
I see you guys only for work,
you know?
And, Full Metal Alchemist, toka koka, if you watch it.
Oh, you offer something.
You offer something.
The rule of equal exchange, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Equal exchange.
Even if you think about chemistry, is it chemistry or is it quantum physics? Na the law of energy, you cannot create new energy.
Mm-hmm.
You can only
transmute.
Transmute.
So, I definitely believe in that.
Mm.
But for me, I also believe in that there has to be that balance then. You know what I mean? I believe that, at least if you're asking me, you know, as a Christian man, then if it means, let's say, getting rich, let's say all I want to do is get rich. What if God says, you know what? I don't want you to be like super rich. I want you to be rich enough so you can live a comfortable life and donate to these people and all these things. Would you be okay with that? Or are you going to say, screw you, God, I'm going to be so rich.
No, that is,
you know what I mean?
Screw
is,
you guys.
Yeah, yeah. No, but that's the thing. But yeah, that gets in it. So for me, that's kind of where I play. Mm. I'm always saying, screw you. No, just kidding. but that I'm always like, okay, I have this opportunity to really grind.
Mm-hmm.
Or, for example, back in like the vlogging world and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with these artistas, celebrities. I have my camera right now. I can put it in your face. Or do I?
Do I stay there?
Or do
and
I
like,
do? Or correct. Do I prioritize yeah, yeah. relationship first? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Mm. So I do that all the time too. Yeah. Yeah. Like, but we went to the Spotify Creator Mixdown.
Yeah, yeah.
After that, the next day, I didn't even like. I checked my phone. I took no photos.
Mm.
Me too.
Right?
So yeah. So this is what I believe. I believe everyone can. I don't believe everyone should.
Mm. Mm.
And I think that what is more important than utmost success, if you ask me, okay, is that peace with God.
You believe everyone can, but not everyone should manifest?
Be 100% successful in, like, to be, like, the top of their field, the, you know, creme de la creme.
Yeah, I mean, there's space, but that's
there's
why.
Always, yeah. Maybe there's, like, the balance of it.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You can.
And that's the beauty of, like, being unique. There are so many different people whose dreams are to get rich. Whose dreams are to get famous.
Yeah.
And there are people whose dreams are to just live in a farm.
True.
Diba?
True.
And raise ducks.
That's why in psychology, diba, they call it self-actualization. Mm-hmm. And self-actualization is different for everyone. For someone, it could be a Ferrari.
Oh.
But for someone, it could be a, I don't know, like a
cabbage
Volkswagen
patch.
Beetle na vintage.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I've said that also to, like, people who parang message me, parang, wow, I wish I could be as successful as you. I'm just a stay-at-home mom. Mga ganon. I'm just like, well, are you happy? Yeah. Mm. I love what I do. Ganyan. Then you are successful, right?
Yeah. Maybe they're thinking of the success like you, the copy-paste like yours.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Mm. I know that. Mm. And that's why I'm telling them, because to them, they feel like success, what success looks like is just
the one they
see. I have.
I'll get
that is success too. Because to me, if you're happy in what you're doing, then you are successful.
Then again, it goes back to the meaning of the word. What is success for you?
Yeah, exactly. It can be very subjective.
That's so personal.
Yeah. So that's something you need to think about. Like, for example, in your manifestations, like, is that something that, like, I feel like this is a great talk also for, again, going into like New Year's and all these things and making your resolutions, because you want resolutions that you actually want, because you want to be able to work to put in the work to achieve that.
True.
Diba?
Yeah.
Diba?
So, final thoughts.
Before we wrap up, I want to say thank you for my hair. Hair by
you are so welcome. Show it on the other side.
Yan! For our audio listeners, can you whack it on the microphone?
Whack it on the microphone.
Whack it on the microphone.
Wow.
Yeah. Care of Inka Magnaye hairstyling.
And my Dyson Airwrap.
So wrap up.
Wow,
I guess,
Dyson Bakaneman.
Bakaneman.
I guess I would say, don't wait. If the first step I would say is what we just ended with, figure out what you really want, what you desire, what your purpose is, and then once you identified that, don't wait to chase it, to swim for it, to get it with. Literally, like Inka said, nothing's stopping you.
Yeah.
You are just believe you're already there and start acting accordingly.
For me. Sorry, but holiday kasi. I'm in, you know, holiday Christmas mode. I'm very,
festive.
I guess, festive, theology centric right now. I'm very just happy about Jesus, I guess. Mm. So for me, it's this. You were given your talents for a reason. Mm-hmm. Explore them.
Mm.
Use them to the best of your ability this coming year. And pray that God will give you opportunities to flourish.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
And walk with him this year. For me, that's my biggest prayer for me, actually, for 2023, is that, yeah, sure, do my best, but walk with God. And I think was it Daniel? Not this Daniel. No, it's in the Bible. He said that where you aren't God, don't lead me there.
Mm. Oh, cool.
Because you can go anywhere in the world, technically. Anyone has the opportunity to do anything. But for me, I want to say, where you aren't God, don't bring me there. That's me.
How can he bring you there if he's not there?
don't lead me there.
If he leads you, then that means he goes first, right? So he should be there.
No, maybe, no, maybe he put me on a boat and shoved me off, right?
So ship you off there. Ship don't me off. Ship me there.
Don't ship me just there. Kidding,
so kidding. In short, ijona mo ako. Ijona, get me swallowed by the whale and bring me to
Ah, but please make it not so painful, Lord. You know, yun lang ang hiling ko sa'yo.
Ijona
mold mo. Me, but please not with too much pain. Yun lang
po. Ijona mo ako.
Ijona mo ako.
Yep.
Final thoughts for me. As usual, jumping off of Danny's and Justin's, mm-hmm. you know, same thing. And then I would just add that... I don't know.
I'm thinking here, like, don't want to be too preachy, but yeah, nasabi na naman nila lahat. Yeah, work
just,
hard for it.
Just remember that... I don't know what else to say. I actually had something, but you know, it's just a repeat of what I said earlier. Right. You know, so I hope that this enriched you, and yeah, oh yeah, just like remember that the success looks different on everybody there.
Definitely.
So don't look to what other people want for you. Because that happens, diba? Mm. Like, but this is what my mom wants. Yon. But this is what my Lola wants. Yon. But this is what ganyan. It's parang think about what you want also.
Yon.
It doesn't mean that you're going against their wishes to just think of what you want, mm-hmm. right? Like you can think of what you want and still do what they want for you, I suppose, mm-hmm. if you don't want the pressure. Mm-hmm. But just be aware of what you want also.
Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, that's what they want then, for you to be happy.
Yeah. Correct. Most of the time,
Just vocalize it and do it. I mean, create your own opportunities. Be happy. Know what you want to do and work hard for it.
Be the producer of your own life.
Exactly. Good one.
Again.
Yeah. Be the producer of your own life and make sure that you're happy doing it because... What is all the success if you're not happy?
Yon.
Yeah. True.
Yeah.
Pursuit of happiness.
Yes.
I like that.
Wow.
And there you have it. There you go. Yeah. No need for Japa de Leon, I think.
Wow.
Just kidding. Love you, Jax. Yeah. Okay.
We miss you, Jaco.
Yeah.
A little bit.
A little bit lang.
Happy
lang,
New Year,
lang.
Guys. And Merry Christmas.
And Happy New Year.
And if you want us to have a happier 2023, send us your emails, okay? It's oncallwithjjdi@gmail.com and you can also reach us online. It's at oncallwithjjdi, at Justin Quirino for me,
at Danny Moiney for me,
at Inka Magnaye for me,
and at D. Patsy Ferrer for me.
Wow.
Nagkamali ako dyan, but it kind of worked out.
On call. With Justin, Jacko, Danny, and Inka.
Great.
Next app.